Everybody's been shooting their mouths off how they want a bloody war for so long on the left. They're sure as hell trying to start one. Once it starts, I guarantee you, every one of these New World Order globalist heads is going to be in a place that's not very good very quickly. The globalists are going to cut the power. They're going to release bioweapons. They're going to poison the water supply. So everybody wants to blow up civilization. Everybody wants to get a big, nasty, satanic war going on. Well, there's a real good chance everybody's going to get front row seats to their own death. All right. 300 plus radio stations don't care this first 5 minutes, and it always feels weird because I decided way back in talk radio 20 plus years ago, I said, you know, everybody else just has 6 minutes of ads the first five, but local stations, you know, play over those. Why don't I, because we're on the internet as well, just fill that up with some stuff? And then that's what we're doing here. But I'm going to really start the hour at six after, and I will play the clips, and I'm just going to robotically show what's going on and then give you my take briefly on each one. But at a certain point, it's diagnosing a dead body. I mean, it's like, and I'm not being negative here, because when a person's dead, you can't resurrect them unless, you know, they've only been dead a few minutes. But a society and a culture, if you get God back in your life, and there's a big enough awakening, people repent, you can turn things around. But things have gotten completely out of control. And we forced the globalists out in the open, so that's very good, because they were going to slowly take over and dumb us down and poison us and kill us and with soft kill systems, so we never know what hit us. So the good news is we forced the fight out in the open so they can't creep around and do it in the dark. And enough people know the enemy's game plan that no matter what they do now, they will lose in the end. The question is, do we get, you know, 7 billion people dead or 500 million? And, you know, I like living. I like my kids. I like my wife. I'd really like to turn this around. And I'm 100% right. I mean, there's no debating how much trouble we're in. And it's just so stupid. I cannot believe that we have satanic scum in charge and that people love to follow orders so much and are afraid of the mainstream media still, that people just don't come out in complete mass and disconnect from the entire system and tell them, go piss up a rope. Because, again, I'm going to say it, and Dale Bigtree said it again yesterday. I got thousands of articles, everything, but I'm not saying this because I don't have something to say. Why don't I just say the most important stuff? People call in and they say, I'm a hero, and thank me. Well, I want to thank you for keeping us on air. I need your help. I don't want to get thanked. I want to get these people off our backs. It's not heroic to try to get atrazine out of the water that they put in there to reduce your fertility and give you cancer and bend your gender. Only the U.S. has it legally. It's designed to do this. Why would anybody, even a psychotic that serves the system, why would you want to have a society dumping that everywhere? And that's the thing. That's just one thing they're doing. People need to wrap their brains around just how satanic the globalists are. We're going to go to break in 5 seconds. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. the ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the ultimate probiotic.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Steven Crowder with huge election fraud, smoking gun evidence of the Democrats bragging about stealing the 2020 election with the undercover video coming up bottom of the hour. Let me go through all the articles that I mentioned, but I want to show you in the last hour. So here's the first big one. All the propaganda, all the preparation that we've seen everywhere was for staging false flags during a disputed election against Trump supporters to frame us as a pretext for martial law, civil war, outlawing of MAGA, and literally coming after everyone. And they're all over the news saying that. Sounds crazy. They want physical uprisings and the military to kill us, and they've signed the orders, and then they say we're going to do that to them because that's what they're going to say while they're doing it to us. That's just 101 tyranny takeover. When a coup is discovered that's bureaucratic, it will always try to take over and use a crisis to demonize its enemies to then outlaw their enemies, which is the American people. So that's front and center. And then we have pell-mell, wild, race to the finish, bum rush, foaming at the mouth, zombie apocalypse-level election fraud, with federal judges all over the country saying illegal aliens are staying on, they're voting, they're going to keep the polling places open for days or weeks. They don't want postmarks on ballots so they can produce any amount they want after to then get above Trump. They are not letting Republicans vote at key voting districts all over the place. Everywhere the machines break, whether 10 people come to vote or 1,000, if you complain about it, you get arrested. I mean, it's just full-on giant theft in front of everyone. And then the corporate media runs around calling that disinformation, and Homeland Security says anyone saying that there's any type of election problems is a terrorist, but the Trump supporters with the Russians are going to try to hack the election, and they're going to hit the voter registration computers so that no one can tell who can really vote, when the motive for the deep state is to hit those databases when the databases discover massive election fraud happening in every major state, not just blue ones or battlegrounds. And it's all happened. And it wasn't rocket science 2 months ago when Homeland Security said, oh, the Trump supporters are going to attack during the election and they're going to hit with Russia the voter registration databases, when it's the Republicans that want the voter registration databases checked and want the voter ID and who stand to win if there's a fair election. But the feds say, no, we're going to attack it. And then magically, when they catch them in Pennsylvania and Georgia and everywhere with people voting that were never on the rolls, who are not registered, or fake registrations being put in mass, the databases magically go down so that you can't prove it after they already caught a bunch. Oh, God, they're finding it all over in all these counties and all these states. Well, sorry, that database don't work now. Who do you think did that? It's the state election officials. Okay. Because they've been put in there to do this, and they get rewarded, like the governorship of Arizona, when they do it. So let me just show you what I mentioned. Big article on InfoWars that links the articles. U.S. intel agencies claim extremists inspired by conspiracy theories poach major threat 2024. They say anyone questioning elections, Trump supporters, they say, are planning violence and other attacks during the election starting in 6 days. It's really already started. Here's the headlines. NBC News, extremists inspired by conspiracy theories pose major threat. 2024 elections, U.S. intel warns. Maricopa County, it will take 2 weeks to count the votes. It feels like dystopia. Republican county officials brace for election deniers. Again, Oh, that's right. Even though it was total fraud proven by the legislature. Iowa poll watchers sound alarm on illegal aliens being allowed to vote. And it's all over the local news the illegals are voting with video of it. And a bunch of states openly are allowing it, but the corporate media says it's made up. It's a conspiracy theory. Exposed, Wisconsin election loophole allows illegal aliens to obtain ID to vote. Hell, Texas announced it a month ago. Voters in Georgia, Texas, Tennessee report voting machines flipping their selections. This is pouring out, confirmed. They're getting photos of it all, just like MTG said 2 weeks ago. Swing states Michigan, Wisconsin, and Georgia under fire for election oddities, like 500,000 people not on the voter rolls allowed to vote in Michigan. Huge article with all the different links to it on InfoWars.com. Far left media launches all-out Trump Hitler blitzkrieg, still, even after Madison Square Garden. CNN, Trump may win the popular vote. That's why they're so panicked right now. Then you've got the firebombing in Oregon and Washington of the drop boxes. Nevada mail-in ballots without postmarks can be counted to 3 days after Election Day. Court rules. And again, you can't prove it got mailed. You can't prove where it even came from. But magically, oh, up to 3 days after, they're going to count them. Talk about the fix being in. Absolutely outrageous. Democrat operative details illegal ballot harvesting schemes used to rig U.S. elections appears to admit 2020 election frauds occurred in Georgia. Well, the Democrats do voter registration drives with illegals all over the country. Breaking. Dem operative caught an undercover video explaining how they allegedly stole the 2020 election. From kicking out GOP poll watchers to nursing home ballot harvesting to identifying a driver in 2,000 mules. Meanwhile, Whoopi Goldberg says Trump's going to break up interracial marriages. Pennsylvania GOP committee woman taken away in handcuffs for encouraging people to stay in line to vote. Pennsylvania, yeah, they tell them on video, you're only out to be here if it's very important. Get out of here. Pennsylvania GOP committee woman taken away in handcuffs for encouraging people to stay in line and vote. Nothing short of voter suppression. RNC sounds alarm of vote access issues in Pennsylvania. Breaking. Washington, Oregon, drop-off ballot boxes on fire. Unknown number of ballots destroyed. This is third world corruption. Swing state Georgia. Democrats are suing to prevent drop box surveillance. Can anyone give one logical explanation as to why Democrats would be suing in a swing state to prevent drop box surveillance? Because they don't want their people pulling up with 20, 30, 40, 50 ballots, taking photos of them to get paid and loading them in. Got a video clip of that. Not good. These reports are pouring in. Someone found a box full of ballots and other documents on exit 11 of the intersection of 211th Street and Coulter Bay, Florida. He immediately picked them up and took them to a police station where they have been properly secured. No information yet on who's responsible or how they got there. The Democrats always get caught dumping and burning and sinking Republican districts, Republican precincts. Is this happening in Florida? Just imagine. If this is happening in Florida, just imagine what's happening in Detroit, Philly, and Atlanta. Fulton County, Georgia, almost blocked Republican from voting. Oregon, Washington ballot boxes set on fire. I already mentioned that. Nevada Supreme Court count. Nevada Supreme Court says they can count unmarked ballots for 3 days after the election. Republicans turned to Supreme Court to dispute over Pennsylvania provisional ballots, which they found a whole bunch of are fake. And it just goes on from there. Provisional ballots must be counted if mail-in ballots are disqualified. PA Supreme Court rules. It's now going to Supreme Court. Virginia asked U.S. Supreme Court to reinstate removals of people that were illegal aliens on the voter rolls. Nevada Supreme Court rejects GOP mail ballot challenge. The Hill doesn't tell you that they let them count unmarked, unpostmarked ballots for 3 days after. All right, so that's that stack. I got a bunch of clips from newscasts just in case, you know, you want to go to InfoWars, you can watch those for yourself. Then we've got more election meddling. Google won't send out voter reminders to conservatives. Google blocks all the positive news and all Republican candidates from even showing up in search results unless it's negative. Everything's positive about Kamala and the Democrats. The congressional hearings for years about how this skews elections massively. And now, as I predicted, YouTube, that Rogan's on, he expanded back to YouTube from Spotify, shadow banned and hid the search results for his Trump interview, so it only got 36 million views the first 3 days, when I guarantee it would add 100 million views. And now it's come out that indeed it was shadow banned. Election interference. Rogan-Trump interview censored on YouTube. Big article on InfoWars.com. Elon Musk says full episode of Joe Rogan and the real Donald Trump available on X. They uploaded it last night. YouTube experienced some technical difficulties. Of course they did. It's called shadow banning, I said. So there you go. But now J.D. Vance is going to be on Rogan tomorrow. So that's interesting. All right, continuing now. Mentioned this. Now let's talk about it. And I'm on record saying he fits the exact profile of a communist Chinese agent in his policies, in his actions, in his rhetoric, in being a Confucian Society operative, 37 at least trips, bringing people that they want to target to be spies to China to be bought off with money, gifts, and sex. And then when you become a made member of the Communist Party as an operative, they make you have a girlfriend or wife who's a daughter of a party official. And that's exactly what was happening here with Walls. But at some point, he kicked her to the curb. And they used the standard thing of, oh, she'll commit suicide if you don't take her back. Tim Walls has been infiltrated by the CCP after a torrid relationship with official's daughter, top lawmakers say. I have a really good friend I've known for 22 years who's a very well-known media person who I worked with for a long time. And I was over there visiting him in England. This has got to be like 15 years ago. He was with her about 5 years. And he's younger than me, and he married a Chinese, spoke good English student going to the local university there. And I met her a few times and talked to her, and I thought, man, this is a communist Chinese agent. And years later, he divorced her and left her because it turned out she was, and her family were party officials, and they tried to pressure him to be their operative. That's how many of these there are. So I know a lot about this, all right? Tim Walls, if you think about Fing Fang, or whatever her name is, the sex operative with Swallowswell, the congressman. Tim Walls has been infiltrated by the CCP after a torrid relationship with official's daughter, top lawmakers say. Republican lawmakers are warning that Democrat VP Tim Walls is compromised. They told the Daily Mail exclusively, uncovered he had a fling with a Chinese official's daughter decades ago. Walls tryst with Jenna Wang, the daughter of a high-ranking Chinese Communist Party official, has lawmakers worried with 7 days the election. The House Oversight Committee has been investigating Tim Walls for his ties to China and CCP entries since August. After the relationship that began in 89 was exposed, the committee's chairman exclusively told the Daily Mail that Walls has been compromised by China. Governor Tim Walls' documented relationship with Chinese Communist Party affiliated entities and officials bears hallmarks of CCP infiltration and influence campaign, Comer said. Here is the sex operative right here. Jenna Wang, pictured then and now, reveals the two were forced to keep their relationship from her father, who would disavow it. Yeah, right. And that she was going to commit suicide when he left her. Right. Gotta love that cover story. China saw Tim Walls as a target before VP pick And somehow they can get to D.C., internal DHS reports. Yeah. He's been watched forever. He's a damn communist Chinese spy. Tim Walz accused of pushing Chinese Communist Party official's daughter to brink of suicide during stormy, tossed love affair. Made me feel cheap. That's what he does. Suspected Chinese spy reportedly slept with, courted U.S. officials. I mean, this goes on. So there's that. And then we've got stuff like this. We've got it with English dubbed onto it. Putin launches nuclear war drill after Xi Jinping a week and a half ago said prepare for total war. Now there's North Korean troops in Ukraine, according to the Ukrainians. The Russians now admit that the North Koreans are there. We've never been out of war since 1950 with Korea. There was a ceasefire July 27th, 1953, and now we're basically officially back at war. As you know, a few weeks ago, North Korea blew up the bridges and things, the railways into South Korea, and said, we are preparing for total war. And now Putin's come out and said, with all that's going on, he has his forces doing major nuclear drills to prepare for nuclear war. 5 weeks after Biden announced and greenlit the United States and Europe to start bombing Russia with heavy cruise missiles inside Russia, including Moscow. That's a great idea. Israel's ongoing bombing Iran. Their next attacks reporting to be their nuclear facilities and their leadership. Iran's sitting there taking it so far. Will the globalists stage false flags and blame Iran as the pretext? Will they kill Trump with a surface-to-air missile and blame Iran and then get Trump and get the Iranians and then have terror groups stage terror all over America, bringing in martial law and say Iran did it? Or will Iran really do it once their leaders get targeted? I mean, they're non-military leaders like the Ayatollah. So it's total insanity. The BRICS has overtaken the dollar. Inflation's out of control. The borders are wide open. Pedophilia is openly being promoted. We are in total and complete absolute cuckoo land. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris is running around acting more unhinged and more insane every day. We'll get to some of that in a moment. But first, here's Vladimir Putin today.
Dear comrades, good afternoon. Today we're conducting another strategic deterrence forces training. We'll practice nuclear weapon control procedures with actual ballistic missile launches. I'll note that Russia maintains its stance that nuclear weapons use is an absolute last resort. However, we recognize the nuclear triad as our key security guarantor, enabling strategic deterrence and maintaining global nuclear balance. It's crucial for global stability. Given rising geopolitical tensions and new external threats, it's vital to have modern combat-ready strategic forces. We'll keep improving all components. We have the resources for this. We won't join an arms race, but we'll maintain sufficient nuclear capability.
Well, Russia reportedly has more nuclear weapons than anybody, so that's really an understatement. Here's Kamala, when in a rare unscripted moment, making bizarre witch faces, jack-o'-lantern faces, saying, don't shout my name, shout your name. And then everybody's totally confused because nobody's ever done that in history, and it just creates total confusion. How would you not know that? Because the woman is an empty vessel. So when the demons not enter, she just kind of can't talk. When the demons enter, though, she just does all this weird gremlin stuff. And then she gets asked about Trump wanting her to do a cognitive test, and you get the blank stare. Let's play those clips back to back.
Shout your own name. Do that. because it's about all of us. It's about all of us. And listen, I have fought my whole career to put the people first.
Donald Trump was on Joe Rogan, and he called you, Madam Vice President, a very low IQ person, and said, I think she needs to take a cognitive test. I think Kamala should have a test because there's something missing. There's something wrong with her.
And then she can't even answer. Now, this is just a snapshot of what you see on Instagram, Facebook, X. It's everywhere. And they have a right to be liars. But Republicans Against Trump does this every day. They will show footage of the Trump rally 5 hours before he gets there, 3 hours before it starts, and will show a sparse crowd. And then we'll say, look, no one's here for this. When you just saw Kamala's rally yesterday, it's like a gymnasium, very small, maybe like 400 people. And then we have the footage later when Trump's actually there. There's not one seat in the House. They turned away reportedly thousands in Atlanta. Let's play the deceptive footage and then the real footage. Roll them both.
Taxpayer expense, by the way. She lied about working at McDonald's. She never worked at McDonald's. On top of all this, in conclusion, take a look. She wants to turn our military woke. I don't think that's happening. Go ahead.
God bless the U.S.
And that's a confusing clip. It's got another one where it's before he gets there, and then it cuts to him later, and it's a big crowd. The point is, everybody knows Trump has the biggest crowds, and they just continue to try this crap over and over and over again, like saying Trump is Hitler because 85 years ago there was a Nazi rally at Madison Square Garden. It's bizarre, but it's all they've got, and it's their goal. All right, Steven Crowder and his investigative unit just continues to rival the great work of James O'Keefe. They're not in competition. We're all friends. I mean, we hope we all rival each other. We want to beat the globalists, but, I mean, it's the only way to describe it. These are bombshells that his investigative unit continues to get, and they got an insider Democrat admitting to everything, basically. That's coming up. And then I'm going to continue with all the election fraud news that's coming in, the rollout of the North American Union central bank digital currency passport that'll control every aspect of your life under the guise of a vaccine passport. That's under the radar. We're going to put it on the radar. We have a bunch of other huge news concerning all of this and more, and I intend to open the phones up in the third hour and fourth hour. I'm hosting all 4 hours right through the election. It's going to be heavily disputed. The Democrats have promised that unless they run a sneak attack and steal Texas, it could be over next Tuesday night. But hey, we're all going to find out, aren't we? Stay with me. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. I didn't realize how good the VIP thing was. So when I saw this the other day, I said, I better talk about this. So if you're a member of the Alex Jones VIP Club at alexjonesstore.com/VIP, or there's just a big link at the top of the page, this is a critical time in our nation. We don't know what the future holds for the operation. The following information I'm about to relay to you is imperative so we can stay in touch, you can get great products, and keep me on the air one way or the other along with the crew. Monthly member credits. Every month as a VIP member, you get $40 of free store credit. Did you hear what I just said? That's right. It's like money in your pocket with the best products on the planet. So you pay $30 to be a VIP, and then you get $40 free. That's $10 you make. All the Alex Jones products at the best prices. We're talking about 10 to even 40% off the already existing sales. So some stuff becomes lost leaders in the store 24/7, 365 days a year. This is an unbeatable pricing you'll never find anywhere else. Automatic double entries in any of the giveaways, like the awesome turbo diesel super truck, $138,000 value, plus $1,000 cash. The winner of the sweepstakes will be announced on the 30th this month. You want to win? I know you do. As a VIP, you'll get double entries in every single giveaway. No effort, just double your chances just like that. Exclusive VIP-only giveaways. This is where it gets big, folks. VIP members get entered into their own exclusive giveaways every month. Nobody else is allowed in these. Early access to products, promos, and giveaways. VIP members get first access to new products, promotions, and giveaways before anyone else. You're in the know. Oh, and did I mention orders over $99? Free shipping. We're not letting shipping costs slow you down. It just goes on from there. So, thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Or just at the top of thealexjonesstore.com, you see the VIP button.
Hey, everyone. My name is John. I have been selected this month as the VIP of the month winner. Surprisingly, I received this check for $1,000 in the mail. And it was awesome. It really did surprise me. I had no idea that it was coming. And I wanted to say thank you to everybody at the Alex Jones Store for taking care of us and getting our orders out quickly. Keep up the good fight.
We're fighting the new world order. I don't have billionaire backers. I am not controlled by anybody but my own soul, my own brain. I'm trying to do the best job I can. TheAlexJonesStore.com. It's up to you whether you want to back the number one broadcaster that the enemy hates the most. I mean, they literally hate my guts because they know I'm for real and I can't be bought and I can't be intimidated and I'm wild and I scare them.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that Dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexjonesstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out. It fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and T-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
To every citizen who's sick and tired of the parasitic political class in Washington that sucks our country of its blood and treasure.
Would you have done something differently than President Biden?
There is not a thing that comes to mind.
November 5th will be your liberation day. November 5th this year will be the most important day in the history of our country, because we're not going to have a country anymore if we don't win.
Between now and election, it's a sprint. It's a sprint for the spirit of this country and your ability to choose what you watch, who you support, and the mere ability to speak. The left is constantly engaged in foul play, but their first choice would be to not have to cheat, right? To do it with lies by omission, by using media bias, by throttling searches, right? By flat out censoring searches, as we've seen from Google and YouTube, as we've seen with Facebook and Meta in the past. It's lie, 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 cheat.
We all know who Donald Trump is.
He will be a dictator on day one.
Dictator.
Nazi imagery.
Adolf Hitler.
Oh, Hitler.
Hitler. Hitler.
As I was saying.
And that's why we are gearing up for the election live stream of the century. November 5th, we'll have the live electoral integrity map. No one will have the data that we have on that night to call, dispute states, and let you know everything that is going on across this country. If there is any foul play whatsoever, there's no reason to tune in anywhere else that night. The election live stream of the century.
November 5th this year will be the most important day in the history of our country. And we will make America great again.
The election live stream of the century, November 5th, 2024. Be there with us. Fight like hell.
Now, a lot of people are tuning in, tens of millions of new people every day here, and they're like, wait, is this the Alex Jones show? This Steven Crowder show? Let's get one thing straight. I want to beat the New World Order. I'm not in competition with Tucker Carlson, President Trump, Elon Musk, Dana White, Joe Rogan. I'm in competition with the New World Order. I'm trying to save our country and the world. And Steven Crowder's great team up in Dallas has invested millions of dollars to go and pay. And it's taken them, they've been doing this 6 months. I know the inside baseball, they're now revealing it. To get all the licenses and pay all the money to get what the networks get. When you saw Fox announce that Nevada had gone to Biden 4 years ago, they had the credibility because they were dialed into these government state consortium databases. It used to be called EAS. But the point is that nobody but the networks has access to this. And so, and they brought in experts to be able to read it all, cover it all. They're going to have live election night coverage. And because they're in that database, when the Democrats dispute it, try to drag it out, which may happen if there's a decisive victory by Trump so huge they can't, or the Democrats could flip Texas through fraud and suddenly Kamala is the winner. We're going to find out. I believe that it's too big to rig. The landslide's too big. That's my gut. I agree with Tucker Carlson. But I'm leaning towards it's going to get drug out. That's most of the deep state preparation for the Civil War conditions Jamie Raskin calls for and James Carville for the, quote, armed uprisings so that Trump doesn't kill the black people. Total insanity. Makes no sense, like the Madison Square Garden Nazi stuff, but they're doing it. And there's evidence of huge illegals voting and letting people, you know, use unmarked, unpostmarked stuff in Nevada for days after so they can create whatever fraud they want. I mean, this is crazy. And so Steven Crowder and his team will be simulcasting a lot with them because we're going to say, okay, let's get an update. And we're going to be going to them a lot back and forth because they're bringing the technology and the experts so that when they're trying to call stuff or say this or that, because a lot of times corporate media actually won't even show you what's really going on. They have invested millions. I mean, almost everything that comes in on this, this is a big deal. And not predicting, but it's leaning towards taking at least a week or longer. So the database will be even more important. I don't think it'll just be election night. This is going to go on and be so important with the war room that they've set up. And Stephen also wants to get into all of the craziness going on right now and what the consequences of a Kamala victory would be. Why are news outlets not endorsing Kamala? That's a big deal. I'm glad he's raising that. The next Trump talking point, it went from disbanding the Constitution to Trump is a Nazi to Trump is going to deport spouses of interracial marriages. What do they have left? We got Whoopi Goldberg saying that preposterous garbage. So Steven Crowder, I bring him up on air. Very exciting time. Most exciting time of my life. What an incredible time, my friend. And I'm so glad you guys have done what no other independent media has done. You guys have really doubled down here.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for that that intro. And yeah, we appreciate, you know, when we say this is the only place people need to tune into, we mean as far as not having to rely on CNN or Fox News to call states. Obviously, people are going to have their own streams going on, but we're going to be doing it just as well, if not better, on election night. We're basically lifting our sleeves as magicians, saying this is what they do. These are the resources they have. We have them as well. But we also have experts with experience in the field who can read some of this data and give you an accurate snapshot, right? We're not gonna be shining your rear with this, but we want people to actually know what is going on. And unfortunately, you know this, right? Data analysts, they tend to be a nerdy bunch. They don't tend to be the best communicators sometimes. So being able to communicate that in a way, okay, this is what you need to know. This is the contrast from the last election. This is where we are. I felt so helpless. I talked about this the last election with Arizona, and I believe it was, I believe now the revised is 0.00045, don't quote me on that, percent of the vote where they called Arizona. And I thought, well, hold on a second, how are they doing it this early? That can't be right, and it's so close. But there was nothing I could do. And so we got a lot of feedback from people saying, well, we really like tuning into you for the entertainment, right? The sketches, the bits, the guests, the cross streams, and the drinking game, all that. We're going to have all of that and more. But some people were saying we still had to, unfortunately, tune in to legacy media to see how the states were being called. It's very expensive to get these news wires. very expensive to be able to actually analyze voter rolls. We've covered our bases and then added on top of that investigative journalists, boots on the ground in the major swing cities, in the major swing states, and a volunteer army, in addition to that, of thousands, so that people can go to the electionintegritymap.com and in real time not only see the electoral map and how it's shaping up, but they can also click a pop open window and say, oh, what's going on? A pipe burst in Georgia, for example. This is hypothetical. Or, oh, wait, hold on a second. What happened in Arizona? They're not going to be able to count votes. Or there was an entire precinct where they couldn't have people vote for 4 hours. Or wait, what happened? They're bringing red wagons filled with ballots. Oh, no, wait. Is it film equipment? No, wait, that's right. It's ballots. Now they're boring. That happens. We will have people there because it's too important at this point. So many times people say, well, what can we do? What can we do? And the only answer is, well, go out and vote. We encourage everyone to do that. We encourage everyone to use their platform, even if it's their family or community, to change minds. But we wanted to be able to do more. And it's expensive. Every now and then I get a little moment of panic when I'm like, oh, gosh, we're doing all of this that night. It's probably going to be, gosh, a 12-hour stream. Who knows? But look, it's looking good right now. I think your gut, I would tend to lean that way. Here's my prediction. If it's a blowout, it's Donald Trump. If Kamala Harris wins, it has to be, she has to win by a hair, right? It could go close either way, but if it's a walk-off, it would kind of have to be Donald Trump based on the paths to victory that we already know of in tandem with some of the early voting data. It's not 100% reliable, but again, facts and the statistics don't exist in a vacuum. We always try and bring it back to comparing this to 2016 and 2020, not 2022, because a lot of people talk about how they underestimated, Democrats. Well, the truth is the Republicans have always outperformed their polling performances when Donald Trump is on the ticket. That's what people mean to say. That's the clarifier. And we're excited to have you here too. And what are you doing? You look like you're withering away. You look like you're losing weight. You look like a hit shift, the shift key and condensed Alex Jones.
Yeah, I mean, I decided to up my game about 12 weeks ago. So I actually take all our supplements now, and I'm working out more. Just decided that the world's so crazy that I need to get my act together. So yeah, I've lost 30 pounds as of this morning. Got on the scale, 30 pounds, and I intend to get even smaller, another 30.
Good for you. See, when I gain weight, it's right in my, I don't know if I can say, I'll say butt, butt and face. So there's no good way for me to gain weight. So I just starve myself or throw up.
Well, you look great and you're doing a great job. And your crew's doing a great job. And it's, this is the next level. We're not the independent or alternative media. We are the media. And Trump finally gets that. You've had audiences for a decade bigger than the mainstream media. So have I. And, the top news shows have a few million viewers. All our shows have way more than that. And so we're really at a moment where even the older folks are now realizing that corporate media is not just the enemy of the people, it's a facade.
Yeah. No, what's really crazy, too, is I don't know if you covered Kamala Harris on Club Shay Shay. I feel like a jackass saying that as a grown man. His name is Shannon Sharp, but we must call him Shay Shay. Respect to Mr. Shay. I'll call him Mr. Shay. He was on with Kamala Harris. And she was talking about, your Fifth Amendment, Fourth Amendment. And she said, and I support the Second Amendment. And he said, and, don't forget, the First Amendment, too. If he wins, people like me, we might be gone. I'm going, hold on a second. Does anyone believe for a moment that if Donald Trump becomes president, that he is going to silence Mr. Shay Shay? Now, on the flip side of that, hey, would a Kamala Harris administration try and silence or censor Joe Rogan? Oh, wait, they did it. They created a Department of Misinformation. People don't remember Nita Jankowicz. She only had a job for about a month. Remember Jen Psaki saying Spotify needs to remove Joe Rogan episodes. And Spotify did. They capitulated to the tune of, I believe it was 80-something episodes. Don't quote me on
Steven,
that.
But, Stephen, she's on record saying we can't allow Elon Musk to have free speech on X. We've got to have controls over that. I mean, they're the party of censorship. And then they claim Republicans are because they don't want to give elementary school students pro-pedophilic graphic porno books. That's not censoring. It's not banning alcohol to not give liquor to five-year-olds. It's not banning porn to not give it to five-year-olds. It's just ridiculous.
Right. No, it really is. And by the way, the big difference, too, between even, first off, people are forgetting that it was Tipper Gore, right, where they said that video games make you become a mass shooter, and that's why we have the parental advisory. So it wasn't just Republicans. But if you look at conservative Christians, use South Park as an example. Conservative Christians didn't want South Park on in prime time. They wanted it on later at night because it was a cartoon, and they were worried that kids would watch that content. The left today says there can be no South Park. because it's offensive. The left says there can be no comedians at rallies in a venue that regularly hosts comedians, Madison Square Garden. If the left doesn't like it, it can't exist. But we don't need to live in a hypothetical. When she's sitting there with Mr. Shea Shea saying, hey, well, yeah, they might remove your First Amendment. We know that she will because her administration already tried to do it. And when they try to say that Donald Trump is a Nazi, Alex, I've been doing this thought exercise, okay, because we do have a mixed audience, people who don't like Trump. I go, okay, let's assume everything that they say is true, politically speaking, that the unemployment is at an all-time low, that inflation is taken care of, that the border is secure, all those things, you know, that we know they lie about. But let's assume that someone believes that. Okay. Do we really think that people are going to believe, considering they lived through 4 years of Trump, that he's going to be a Nazi, that he's going to jail journalists? I mean, it's a cell that just isn't working anymore. That's the chasm that we're seeing. That's the widening that we're seeing from those in legacy media and the average American, including Americans who don't like Trump. There are very few people in this country who actually believe that he is Hitler. So when MSNBC and CNN goes up there and they actually cut in, intersplice footage of a Nazi rally with his at Madison Square Garden, and say, well, why don't you intersplice FDR, LBJ, George W. Bush, I believe Barack Obama as well. They all hosted rallies at Madison
Absolutely,
Square Garden.
Absolutely, but Stephen, they've doubled down, and you wanted to get into this, so here's the clip. This is Whoopi yesterday. Trump's going to ban multiracial marriages. He's never said anything about multiracial marriages. It's literally like saying, well, like they've been saying, Trump's coming to kill you with the military and coming to kill the black people. They've all been saying this. With no evidence, now there's Homeland Security reports out saying they believe Trump supporters are going to launch terror attacks during the disputed election with no evidence. I believe they're telegraphing that they're going to provocateur something much bigger than the fake kidnapping of Whitmer or January 6th. But we'll cover that in a moment. Here is if saying, because Nazis 85 years ago had a rally in Madison Square Garden, he's a Nazi. Hitler drank water. Trump drinks water. Hitler takes naps. Trump takes naps. Hitler wears clothes. Trump wears clothes. But it's even crazier to say he's going to ban multiracial marriages out of clear blue sky. Let's play this clip.
All of you talking about you and us. He's not going to, you know, say, oh, you're with a white guy. I'm going to keep you from being deported. No, he's going to deport you and put the white guy with someone else. The man is out there.
He's also, can I?
So now if you deport criminals, it's banning multiracial marriages. Boy, that's a stretch.
Wait, you know who's not buying it? Hispanic voters, record numbers. Donald Trump, I believe, is ahead in Nevada, behind in Arizona with Hispanic voters. Still the fact that it's even close, because what has changed is the rhetoric from the left, where they are now saying he hates Hispanic people. And you know what? It's an insult to the intelligence of Hispanic Americans. The idea that Donald Trump is going to then assign you to a white woman, there's nothing that he has said that has even been remotely close to that.
It's hilarious.
That's the issue at this point. It is quite funny. But again, like, Hispanic voters are rejected, just like they rejected Latinx. It is so insulting. And here's the thing, too. Look, with Kamala Harris, here's why I think you're seeing a lower voter turnout from the left right now thus far. Okay, things can change. I believe that intellect is a little overrated. I've said this before, where at a certain point you're beyond, you know, that sort of bulk of the bell curve. You're smarter than average. At a certain point, it's not the most important leadership quality, right? Quick decision-making ability, executive function, those matter. But you do need a baseline level of intelligence. Okay, but it's overrated. That being said, Kamala Harris is a moron. And I mean, she is a fundamentally incredibly unintelligent woman. And you've never heard me say that about Barack Obama. You've never heard me say that about Hillary Clinton. I don't like them, but they're not dumb people. And for the party of intelligentsia, I think it's got to be really hard to have someone like this as their ambassador.
Well, did you see her latest thing where she tells the crowd, don't shout my name, shout yours, and they're all totally, I mean, it's just no understanding of how anything works. So let me ask you this, and I know you want the report to speak for itself, but your investigative unit is doing the best work ever. It's amazing. This is James O'Keefe level, which is the platinum standard. So you want the report to speak for itself because they'll misrepresent what we said and done. But here's the headline. Democrat operatives detailed illegal ballot harvesting scheme used to rig U.S. election. That's the InfoWars headline. Appears to admit 2020 election fraud occurred in Georgia. Here's another one. Breaking: Dem operative caught in undercover video explaining how they allegedly stole a 2020 election in Georgia. From kicking out GOP poll workers to nursing home ballot harvesting, identifying a driver and 2,000 mules. That's the Gateway Pundit headline. Just talk about the investigative unit. I know you want the report to speak for itself, all vetted by lawyers, everything, but just in general, wow, this is a pretty big deal.
It is. Now, this came to us from a third party who exclusively sent it to our investigative unit, to be clear, because they're working on some other leads that they're chasing down and setting up in swing states right now. This is a worker who said the things that people on the right have been suspecting, only he said that, yes, that's a part of what we do, or that's a part of how you can do this. So it's interesting that he said that. There have been calls and emails sent to people who would be in charge of investigating that. And yeah, look, it's one of those things we all agree. We all agree there's some level of voter fraud, right? Does anyone out there believe that there's 0% election interference? Does anyone out there believe that there's 0% voter fraud? Okay, no one believes that. So then you say, to what degree is it taking place? If it's not zero, is 0.2%, which is all that's needed in some of these swing states, is that plausible? Is it enough? And I've talked about this. And by the way, we've covered this for a long time. We're going to be doing it on election night. It's November 5th, I believe, 6 p.m. Eastern. You can watch on Rumble or on YouTube. There's five ways we walked through this, because I feel like a lot of people know election interference happens, but it happens five different ways. Number one, the biggest way is media malpractice. Hunter Biden laptop, that changes the election. You look at the censoring, deplatforming people like you, demonetizing people like us, deplatforming us from Facebook temporarily, or suspending us during the election. Okay, that all affects it. All right. Then you have the second one, weaponizing the DOJ, which goes back to issue number one, right? You convince people that Donald Trump is a felon based on trumped up charges and try and render him ineligible. That, to me, is stealing a nation. Then you look at number three, changing election laws like we saw in Pennsylvania in violation of their state constitution, mass mail-in voting. This all happens under COVID, a pressure cooker. People have no time to fact check it. Okay. Then you have number four. I'm going to get to number five really quickly. But number four is where you have malfunctions that can't be resolved. Like, I don't know, voting precincts that don't work for 4 or 5 hours out of the day when people have taken time off their job to go and vote, as we saw in Arizona. Then finally, you do end up with, and it's the smallest of the five, actual voter fraud, ballot harvesting, ballot stuffing, anomalies on the day of election. People who only focus on number five are losing the big picture, and you can't fight back on number five unless you push back initially on number one, which is the media malpractice. And that's why we're doing the election live stream of the century. We want to make sure that none of this happens under the table in the dark, so everyone can see it in real time. And we are going to show our work. We're going to show you how we do our tricks. If that means we can't do it again, because other people will copy us, great. Our country's better off.
But Stephen, let's expand on that. As Professor Epstein exposed in Congress 8 years ago and 4 years ago and on my show, and I think he's been on yours, one of the leading experts on this, Google can get 10, 15, 20 points by just delisting Republican candidates, blocking information, not sending out voter reminders to conservatives. They do it to all Republican candidates now, unless it's Liz Cheney. And that's the real fraud up front, is the information control, then the media lying, Kamala paying for tens of thousands of fake headlines in newspapers that are run online. She's outspending Trump with TV ads 3-1. She's getting 90%+ of the big corporate donations. You're right. That's where the real fix is there. But despite all that, the populism has woken up so much, corporate media is so discredited, it's not working on a large, growing population, and that's why the establishment is in such crisis mode. So let's get your prediction straight. Oh, there's my favorite dog. That's the coolest dog.
I know. Sorry, Joe Louis came in here. We have some beef jerky around. Joe Louis,
he can always be on TV. That's the coolest dog ever. But
no matter what we say, people talk about the dog. That's how it works.
So, hey, just zoom in on the dog. I love that dog. But
Joe Louis, there.
The Democrats are saying they're going to contest the election no matter what. They're not going to certify it. All these states are preparing to wait weeks. All this craziness is going on.
Yeah. Prediction is sorry, I know we're distracted by the cute dog because we're all children at heart. Look, it could be called early. There could be some upsets, right? It could be done that night. And dear God, I hope so, because we've promised that we're not going to end the stream until people know who the next president is going to be. It could end early. If you look at North Carolina, you look at Georgia. I mean, she just pulled $2 million in advertising out of North Carolina. I don't know if you guys saw that. That just happened a couple hours ago. So it seems like she's bracing for a loss, North Carolina, Georgia. And if you add something that's an upset, whether it's a Virginia, a New Hampshire, a long shot, and then you add Nevada, which we should know election night, the chances of him winning go up really, really high. That in combination with early voting numbers, and there are people watching it like hawks right now. And it's no small thing that they know we have people who are also watching our investigative units, right? People don't know where our folks may be, where our eyes and ears are. I think it may be too big. to steal. Like I said, they would always prefer not to. In other words, they would always prefer to just engage in media malpractice before they have to get to the final failsafe, which would actually be direct election interference. But you know what? Here's the thing. I don't even care any. I don't care anymore to say it out loud. People used to say you can't talk about that, or they tried to make you feel like you were really a pariah if you said, I don't think it was the freest and fairest election. And yet so many conservatives bending the knee. Nope. You can tell me what you want. I've looked at the numbers. We've covered it extensively. I don't believe it was a free and fair election. And when you compare where we are right now, where Donald Trump is right now, to the last election and even 2016, it's not even close. And if you just take the performance that Donald Trump has seen, he's outperformed his polling averages. If you just take that number, cut it in half, it's still a walk-off.
That's right. So stopping there, we're out of time. No one's going to buy an election theft, though there's a lot of evidence they're trying it. Come back on before the election. I'll be simulcasting some with you. I think it's going to go for days and days. We're going to find out. But great job. Can't wait to be simulcasting some on election night with you guys. Thank you so much. We'll put it back on screen. It's all about the people's independent media publicly superseding the corporate dinosaur media. Steven Crowder, thank you so much.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. I'll see you soon.
Yes, sir. And again, we'll put his graphic on screen as we end the hour, and we'll put our graphic as well. We're all here just to get the truth out. Very exciting election live stream of the century over on Rumble and over on YouTube with the great folks with Steven Crowder. Be sure to check that out. And right here at InfoWars. And, of course, at Real Alex Jones on X, we'll be streaming out there as well and simulcasting with those folks, popping in on some of the other live feeds as well. I'm all about populism. I'm all about the people. I'm all about crossing the streams like they do in Ghostbusters. All right, I got a ton of news I haven't hit. Big recaps of the really dark side stuff I see being prepared that by exposing we may be able to stop, but it's my job to tell you what I really think is going on. Take your phone calls and a lot more for the next 2 hours. However you're listening or watching, spread the word. That's how we reach more people. That's how we win the InfoWar. And support us. We need funds to fight the globalists. Whatever happens to InfoWars, support our sponsors so we continue on regardless. And that's at thealexjonesstore.com. 2 days left to buy a product and get put in the raffle for the great truck and the cash prizes and all that stuff at thealexjonesstore.com. A whole bunch of new amazing supplements, T-shirts, and everything there at thealexjonesstore.com. And check out the VIP section for special offers, huge deals, $40, all of it. Check it out, thealexjonesstore.com. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that the pesticides that are in our food and in our water destroy natural gut health, not to mention all the chlorine and chemicals in the tap water that then also gets into the crops and the food. It's just all around us. So the globalists have been doing this by design. Bill Gates is basically investing billions of dollars in trying to manipulate the guts of people with so-called mRNA vaccines. It's insane. But all the research is just overwhelming that happy gut means happy, healthy body. We now have the ultimate gut combo with the ultimate probiotic with 60 billion, super high quality, with this baby, Ultimate Gut Cleanse. Now, these are both private labeled, some of the top brands in the country. Our sponsors had to make it a little bit stronger, so it's proprietary. And the probiotic's very exciting and just a foundational thing that everybody should be doing. This is amazing. It's not just a gut cleanse. We may rename it down the road to Gut Cleanse, Detox, Anti-Parasite, Pro Prostate, because it's concentrated, it's super strong, and it's got the gut cleanse, it's got the anti-parasite, it's got the saw palmetto for not just your prostate. It's good for all your glands, but even the government's admitted for decades saw palmetto is insane. Look it up. So this is beyond a gut cleanse. It's got the trifecta going. I don't have time to read to you all of the amazing ingredients in this, but you can get Ultimate Gut Cleanse for 30 to 50% off, depending on how many bottles you get. And you can get Ultimate Probiotic for 30 to 50% off, depending on how many bottles you get. Or you can get both together in the Ultimate Combo for 50% off as an introductory offer right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And it's going to keep the broadcast on the air. That's a win-win. Please take action.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.